And I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Arwen Donahue. She is an artist. She's the author of the, what should we call it, a comic book?
I've been calling it a comic book.
Okay.
Yes.
It's called Old Man Gloom. It's about Zozobro. Well, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. So
it's an interesting genre because it's not like a comic book that makes you laugh or that has superheroes in it exactly. It's more this genre of kind of almost like visual memoir and reflection.
Yes. And it would clearly be a graphic novel if it were long enough. But
exactly.
It's 16 pages long, so formally it's a comic book, even though it's not funny. And I've heard it described that you can call, you know, novels back in the day were just called novels because they were new. They were a new form. And it doesn't really describe what a novel is anymore, but that's what we use. So that makes sense to me.
It's about, so Old Man Gloom, and of course Fiesta is coming up, which is why we're doing this right now and which is why you're here, but is about Zozobra. Now, you grew up or spent a lot of your childhood here and have memories of this Zozobra phenomenon.
Yes. It was a very intense part of my childhood was seeing Zozobra burn, and that gave rise to this book. And I didn't think just that the intensity of my own personal memory made a good story, but I thought that the way that that story kind of meshes with the history of Santa Fe and the way that the community remembers our history made for an interesting story.
Did you actually feel haunted by this creature when you were young?
Definitely, I felt haunted. I had such ambivalent feelings about Zozobra because I was terrified the first time that I saw Zozobra burn. I was afraid that that he was going to swallow my father whole, even though we were very far away. I was very young. And then I felt afterwards that Zozobra was pursuing me. And when I would hear him at night, and my brother would say, oh, that's a motorcycle, it's not Zozobra. But I felt that I heard Zozobra's voice in motorcycles and cars and things at night. So it was very... and then I saw, when I'd see bits of paper in the trees, I thought it was Zozobra had scratched himself there and left. And that wound up in the book, too.
Right. Now, of course, the book starts out with a bit of kind of New Mexico history, starting with the history of Fiesta and Don Diego de Vargas. How does that, for you, tie into the Zozobra story?
Well, I chose to bring that in because, as a child, I went to Adelaide Elementary School, and I have also clear memories of the de Vargas figure and his court coming to my school and being taught something about the Pueblo Revolt and about, well, not really being taught about the Pueblo Revolt, actually, but being taught about de Vargas's peaceful reconquest.
Right.
And then... and really so-called peaceful reconquest.
Yeah, sort of one-sided history.
It didn't wind up being that.
Right.
And then I remembered de Vargas telling the children in the class that we should go see Zozobra burn and that we needed to burn our glooms away. And I thought that... So I always associated de Vargas and Zozobra with the same historical moment, even though I didn't understand as a child what that meant. But as I grew older and started reading more about the Pueblo Revolt and reading about Santa Fe history, I thought that was an interesting confluence of things that aren't really related.
Well, it does make one think about when you have a history that is violent, that your town or your place or your ancestors partook in, and we can talk for days about the Pueblo Revolt and the history of this area, but when you have that, it's part of the kind of underlying story of a place, and it's, you know, part of that story is our dark side, right? And so when you talk about Zozobra, you're talking about burning away our own dark side. And I often wonder, we as Americans, it seems like we're always trying to do that. We're just trying to burn our dark side away. And ignore it or just make it vanish.
Right. Yes. And so I felt as a child, being sort of a melancholic person, I felt like Zozobra was kind of with me because I had not succeeded in burning my gloom away. I had not done what we were told we had to do.
Right.
And I thought that had resonance for me personally, but I think it there's a communal resonance too, because I think that I've talked to other people who felt the same way.
Right. Well, there's a character in this quote-unquote comic book, which is a little red figure with a fiery hat and a tail. Is it like a devil person?
It's actually the figure that is sometimes called the fire. It's a ribbon.
It's a ribbon, yeah. Or it looks like it could almost be a whip.
Yeah. It's actually meant to be the fire spirit or the fire dancer who ignites Zozobra at the beginning of the burning. So she... In this book, it's a woman, and it's fictionalized. So she, it's as if she's narrating her childhood, and she's a child who was haunted by Zozobra, and then later in life becomes the fire spirit who sets Zozobra on fire. So in reality, it's I think there have just been three or so fire dancers since the beginning of the tradition. But the idea behind this in the comic book, behind the fire spirit telling the story, is that at the end there's sort of as if it seems to be this happy ending. She seems to have overcome Zozobra by becoming the person who sets him on fire, but then she says, "We don't really set him on fire. He continues to live inside of all of us and in ways that our fires can't touch." And refers to the ways that we the things that we don't remember communally as the reason why Zozobra keeps coming back again and again, the gloom keeps coming back again and again, because we can't just tuck away that history and pretend that it doesn't exist.
Right. And meanwhile, we've made a whole new year's worth of glooms.
Yeah.
Since the last time it burned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this one of the main things you do? Is you're an artist making these kinds of books?
Well, this is actually my first comic book, and it came out of a long writing project that had a section in it about Zozobra and this tradition, and that novel never came to fruition, and I worked on it for years and didn't feel like it was ever going to be finished after those years.
Right.
And so I put it aside and started getting back to my first love, which was drawing, and illustrated some books, worked on various visual art projects, and then eventually I just found myself drawing pictures from the novel that I had put aside. And I drew a lot I took a pot of India ink and a brush and started drawing these sketches of Zozobra interacting with a child. And then I put those away, and months later looked at them and thought, wait a minute, these could really, the words and the pictures could really do something interesting together. So I set about focusing on that. But in my life as a whole, I live in central Kentucky, and I am co-owner with my family of a small organic vegetable farm, and we raise vegetables for local market there, and so that keeps me pretty busy. And I have a child, and I also do freelance research and writing, and so this is kind of different than what I've done before.
Right. Well, it's a wonderful book. It's called Old Man Gloom, and Arwen Donahue will be tomorrow night at St. John's College, Wednesday, September 5th, in the Junior Common Room at 6:30, presenting the book and signing it for people. And she will also be at Page One Bookstore in Albuquerque on Friday, the 7th of September at 7 in the evening, and at Astro Zombies in Albuquerque, signing books on Saturday from 1 to 4. The book is available at Garcia Street Books and at the website arwendonahue.com, and Arwen is spelled A-R-W-E-N, arwendonahue.com. I'll link to it on my website as well, santafe.radiocafe.org. Arwen, thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.